Welcome to Title Talk, everyone. And my name is Anthony DiMeo, and today we have a special guest on our line today, and it's Marita DiCarlo. Welcome, Marita.
Thank you, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, and especially it's great to have you when I hear some incredible numbers that are coming from you, especially when it comes to buyers looking to get some sort of a deal in this very, very, very aggressive market, which is the biggest seller's market, I think, in history.
You may be right there.
You know, Marita, you mentioned that you had a number of different transactions, one you were representing the seller, one you were representing the buyer, and they were at levels that I thought were particularly low for this market. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about the one that you represented for the purchase.
Okay, well, the two that we're talking about are located in a 55 and older that is has available co-op units, which in particular, these two sales were both quads, they call them, and there's four units to a building. And they both had two bedrooms, one bath, but while representing the seller, that one, what I did was we made sure that the unit was cleaned out, no clutter, everything was, you know, very sparse in the way of what furniture was still available there, just to give people a general idea of placement. And, you know, it had a very nice appearance. It was very cute. It was good size. So we were able to put it on the market, and within one day, we had plenty of offers on it, and we had one really good offer for $45,000. And actually, that would be considered high for this unit from the past few years, but it's a good price for it now, you know. So it was the client walked away very happy because the seller, she definitely made money.
So you represented the seller, and it was an all-cash transaction, correct?
Right. On those units, they're all cash. There's no mortgages on those type of units. So,
okay, great. What was the attitude of the seller in terms of, were they pleased with the price that they received?
They were extremely pleased with the price, extremely pleased. She bought the unit in 2018. I actually found it for her then. And she bought it, she paid considerably less. And so she walked away with a nice little lump sum for herself.
Great. So would you mm-hmm. consider her an investor?
Actually, she was planning on staying there, but then a family member passed away that she lived in the area to be by, and now she decided to move elsewhere. And so it was just a matter of timing for her, that she was able to sell at the right time.
That's great. The mm-hmm. other... Tell me about the other transaction where you represented the buyer.
That house was a bit of a mess, but you walked in and there wasn't a clear wall to see. It was just very, very cluttered. And it was only on the market. It had just gone on the market. We went that exact day that it went on the market, and we went to go see it. There was wall-to-wall clutter. You couldn't see anything. There was just boxes all around. It was very, very hard to visualize anything. But I kept, you know, in telling my client, discussing with her, like, you know, erase these things, get these out of your mind, and think of what you can do. Now, they were asking $34,900 for that one. And for the most part, people are going well over these asking prices. But my client, we offered $35,000. And first day, you know, they said, oh, well, we're going to wait and see what other offers come in and everything. And so we waited, and within a day they called, and everything, you know, they just weren't getting any other offers. It's hard to see past the clutter. A lot of people don't know how to visualize. So
right.
It was good for my client, and once we got everything out of there and did the walkthrough and everything, and you can see what was in front of your eyes, it was a great deal. That she got it for $35,000 was a great deal.
That's incredible. And there was one other transaction where it was not in an adult community, correct? Or it was a standalone? What was it?
Well, it was a standalone. It was in a different adult community in Toms River, a standalone. That one was, again, representing the seller. And we put the house on the market for $269,900, feeling that this is a good price to, you know, get offers in on. And so we had it on the market. And on the next day, we had like 60 viewings within 2 days. We ended up with six offers, I'm sorry, and ranging from 285 to 295. So it was, and three of those were cash offers, but they were contingent on sales. So they had to sell their homes in order to purchase this one, which we ended up going with one of the cash offers, and that's exactly how it went. But and the other three were mortgages. So it's a matter of choice on your seller, which offer they take, you know. But again, $269,900, and they ended up with a good number.
So it was probably 10% over what you listed the price of the home for, correct?
Well, the home closed, so I guess I can tell you that, yeah, we took the $285,000 because it was all cash and it was quicker. It was going to be, the closing was going to be sooner, so that's why we went with that one. Well, that's right. Why the seller chose to go with that one.
Well, so, yeah. Okay. Well, you seem to have a good, a little bit of a good track record for getting good deals for people, especially in New Jersey with in the adult communities. I mean, what advice would you suggest to people, you know, if they were in that market for that community?
Well, it depends on what you're looking for. I mean, you know, a lot of these people are all coming from either northern New Jersey or the city, someplace where it's more congested, where the expense to keep up a house that they have is just too overwhelming these days, and the taxes can be overwhelming. So they come down here, they sell up there, they can get definitely a good price because right now the market is strong for sellers, and come down here, and even though they might be spending more than what you would normally do down here like a few years ago, you're still spending considerably less than what you would be buying up north or in the city. So they're making out very well. Plus, if they come into one of the quads or one of those type of areas where it's a co-op, the units are attached, so therefore the associations will be taking care of your needs in the way of new roof or roof fixes or siding, and they do some internal work too for you. And then they also have handymen and electricians on their staff where you can get a good deal on the pricing if you need something done. So that really helps people when they're on a fixed income later on.
Great, great. So that's wonderful. Well, Marita, let me ask you a couple last questions. In terms of where you work and what area of New Jersey that you basically specialize in, what agency do you work through?
Well, I work through ADK Realty and Consulting Services located in Toms River. And we service Monmouth and Ocean County specifically. But, you know, as a licensed representative in New Jersey, I can also help find homes or whatever throughout New Jersey or sell homes throughout New Jersey. And, you know, I will do that sometimes because I come from North Jersey and I have a lot of friends and family who I can help out that way. So that's fine. But bulk is Ocean and Monmouth County.
Mm-hmm. So if someone wanted to reach out to you, would you be willing to give them your mobile number?
Yes, absolutely. My number is 201-705-3017.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to repeat that because some people may be driving, so at least they can scroll back on the recording and listen to it again. So what was your mobile number?
Sure, it's 201- 705-3017.
Great. Well, I mean, I'm impressed you were able to get involved with these specifically two transactions, one for $34,900 and the other one for $45,000, which is considerably lower than what the average is going for in New Jersey. I mean, the median sales price for an adult, what were those numbers you mentioned to me before?
Well, the median sales price currently is $255K, the average sale being $267. And
right.
The days on the market in these adult communities is about 41 days.
Wow.
So, and the inventory is our biggest challenge, you know, because it's such a small amount of inventory right now. Last year at this time, there were 2,452 homes on the market versus 929 now. And
wow.
That changes constantly. So
that's
it's a
huge.
Big difference. Yes.
Wow. So there's a lot of competition. Well, obviously you've been successful in getting both a buyer and a seller some good prices, and I appreciate that. I also appreciate Counselor's Title, who sponsored this podcast and this recording. Counselor's Title is also based in Toms River with offices throughout the state. And so I appreciate counselors, and I appreciate Ralph Aponte, and especially Marita DiCarlo, who works for ABK Realty. Thank you, Marita.
Thank you, Anthony.
Have a great afternoon, and I look forward to hearing from you again.
You will. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.